Svarno Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. So at the beginning of the parasha, we have it talks about how the people donated to the Mishkan. This is in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chaf Beis, and it says Vayavo'u Ha'anoshim Al Hanoshim, and the men came Al Hanoshim. What does that mean? So the Svarno explains it means with the women. The men came with the women. Now, why did the men have to come with the women? So the Svarno explains is based on a Gemara Bava Kama Adaf Kufyutes that says a Gabbai Tzedaka, someone in charge of a charity, can't accept a large donation from a lady without her husband being there. Because certainly in those times, the man was the breadwinner. He had the rights to the money. So if a lady made a donation, you could accept a donation from her, but not a large donation. It was very large, and then maybe your husband doesn't agree to give such a large donation. So you would need the husband to be there as well. So the men came with the women, because again, like I said, if the man has the rights to the money, he earned the money, he has the rights to the money, so if the woman spends it, so if it's a very large amount, you have to make sure that the husband agrees, so therefore the men came along with the women for the donations. Now here, this is something very interesting. The Pasuk actually says that it says they brought kol kli zahav, all types of vessels of gold, v'chol ish asher heinif tnufa zahav l'Hashem, and every person that waved a zahav to Hashem. So the Svarno understand that all the gold people stayed with the gold people and the silver people stayed with the silver people. In other words, they had all them arranged like that. The gold went with gold and silver went with silver. And he says this is the basis of the Gemara in Psachim that says that when they did the Karban Pesach, it's in Psachim Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that the Kohanim who held the gold ones were gold, and they had different rows. They had Kohanim holding gold vessels and Kohanim holding silver vessels to catch the blood. And all the gold people were together and all the silver people were together. The Gemara asks, what's the purpose of that? And it says, basically, it looks nicer. But the Svarno says this is the source, that the gold people stay with gold and the silver with the silver, because it looks nicer that way. Okay, then it says that they, in Pasuk Chavav, Tavu Es Ha'izim, that they sowed the goats. It's Me'al Ha'izim, the Svarno says. Like, this is based on what Chazal tell us in Shabbos and Dafai and Dala, that they would actually sew with the wool while it was still on the animal itself, alive. What in the world's the purpose of that? So the Svarno explains it because it gives a Zohar Nosef, makes it look, it had an extra shine to it when you did it, when it was still attached to the animal. Okay, then we have that it says that they announced Al Yasu Od Malacha L'Trumas HaKodesh, so no one should bring any more Malacha for Trumas HaKodesh. So what does the word Malacha mean? The Ramban actually says it means money. But the Svarno understands, no, you were still allowed to bring money. They were still accepting donations. But nobody did any more Malacha on that Pasuk. It's Pasuk Lamed Vav Vav. That it says, Al Yasu Od Malacha L'Trumas HaKodesh, so nobody did any more Malacha, and they made an announcement about that. But they were still accepting cash, just not malacha, because there was no more malacha needed. And it says, "V'hamalacha isa dayam l'chol hamalacha la'sososa v'hoser," and they had enough malacha plus extra. What do you need extra for? So the Svarno says, because this way they didn't have to be mitzamtin to get everything. You know, they didn't have to get everything exactly perfect because they had extra, which is the way to do it. Berevach, that's the proper way to do it. Okay, then at the end we have the maros hatzovos that they made the kior from the mirrors. Now, these Maros HaTovos, it also says, Asher Tavu Pesach Ol Moed. What does that mean? So the Svarno explains, and again, there's different Mefarshim here, and a lot of Mefarshim say like this, that Asher Tavu Pesach Ol Moed means that the ladies gathered at the opening to Ol Moed to hear Divrei Elokim Chaim. In other words, these were very firm ladies. Maybe you would even say aesthetics or whatever, that they were giving away their mirrors because they wanted nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. They were very holy. It says they were ma'asu in yoni tachshiteihim. They were disgusted with their tachshits. They didn't want the mirrors. They were done with Olam Haba. They just wanted to be close to Hashem. And they gathered Pesach al Moed to hear Divrei Elokim Chaim, but they didn't need mirrors anymore because they weren't interested in Olam Hazeh. Okay, then in Pekudei, we have that the Svarno mentions that the kelim from the Mishkan were never destroyed and never fell into enemy hands. As opposed to, say, the Mikdash Rishon, where it did fall into enemy hands, and it was right, but the Mishkan did not fall. The Kelim of the Mishkan did not fall into enemy hands. It says, "Atzei shitim omdim," The kelim that Bezalel made, they last forever. Now, why is it that the stuff Bezalel made, nothing happened to, and it'll come back eventually, and the stuff from the first and second base of Mikdash fell into enemy hands, destroyed? So he says, because the stuff in the Mishkan was made directly by Bezalel, and he was a tzaddik, and all the people worked on it were tzaddikim, so nothing happened to them, and those were hidden, and they'll come back later. The first base of Megdish, which was made with more Hashras Hashkina, because it was led by Shlomo, but the actual workers were from Tzor. So, you know, not necessarily all Jewish workers. So that fell into enemy hands. And Bayit Sheni was run by Koresh, like a non-Jewish king, or allowed by, you know, so that had no Hashras Hashkina, and that was destroyed. Okay. Now, and kind of in a similar vein, in Pasuk Chaf Daled, where it talks about Kol Hazav, the Sefarno says that the amount of gold in the Mishkan was, there was the Mishkan, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. So, of the three, relatively speaking, there was the most gold in the Bayis Sheni, actually, that Hordas did. So, the least amount of fancy, or, well, there's not exactly gold, but it's just the least amount of fancy stuff was in the Mishkan, relatively speaking, it was small. Then the Mikdash Rishon had more gold and silver, that kind of thing. And then the Bayis Sheni that Hordas built, that had the most gold and silver. But we know the Shechina wasn't Shura at all in the Bayis Sheni. And in Bayis Rishon, there was Hashras Hashechina. But in the Mishkan, there was the most, because the Shechina literally never left the Mishkan except when it was time for them to leave, to travel. Whereas in Bayis Rishon, it came, but it wasn't there, you know, every second. When there were many times when the Shechina came, but it wasn't there as much and as strong, I guess, as the Mishkan. I said that Sfarno says there was more Hasmadas Mare Kvod Hashem in the Mishkan. Anyway, what's his point? The Sfarno's point is, it's not about the money. It's not about how fancy things are. It's about the Kedusha. It's about Rotza Hashem is Yireyev. Hashem wants those who fear him. And that's what's important. So even though the Mishkan had the least amount of gold, it had the most Hashras Hashchina. And the thing with the fanciest building had the least amount of Hashras Hashchina. Not that there's something wrong with having a fancy building, but that's not what it's about. It's about the Kedusha, it's about the Ratzah Ritzah. Hashem wants his Yireyev, that's what he's interested in, that's where the Shechina is going to be. And in general, as far as Hashras Hashchina, like we said, he said it was the most in the Mishkan, but more than all three will be the Bayis Shlishi. The Bayis Shlishi will have the most Hashras Hashchina, he says, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Perek Peis, Pasuk Tes, V'ani Eyela Noam Hashem Chomas Eish Saviv L'Chavod Eya Besocha. So Hashem will be the most in there, a Chomas Eish Saviv, a fire, wall of fire around it. So there'll be the most Hashras Hashchina in the Bayis Shlishi, which we should all be zochah to see very soon.